Welcome back, Zaraners, to the Zaran Umbrella Academy podcast. I'm your host, Alpha Drenix, back with another episode, and today I'm going to be doing quite a fun episode. I have come up with a new voice line for every brawler currently in the game. This includes the three new brawlers that are going to be coming next year. I'm not going to record an episode about Brawl Talk because everyone else has, and you can just watch the Brawl Talk yourself, no offense. Yeah, so about the announcements, the Chroma No More event is really OP. I've gone three chromatics, so I got Lou, Ruffs, and Janet just yesterday. Not Lou and Ruffs, but I got Janet yesterday. And then also, I've gotten Sprout out of the free legendary star drop that was in the shop a couple days ago. And then I also got Frank with credits. I was grinding a couple of my brawlers to bronze 3 so that I could you know, get credits. So yeah, my star drop luck has been pretty crappy lately. So I think those are all the announcements. So moving on to the Q&A replies from last episode. Episode 64, brawlers, real life jobs, credit to Nemo and Link. So for the poll, I asked, do you think Miko will be broken or bad? 100% of you guys voted for broken, and yeah, I can definitely see why. Now to the Q&A reply. So I asked, do you have a better idea for any brawlers? Kaka says MGC Kaka, and he's the worst brawler ever. He does 100 damage for his attack and super. He heals all allies for 500 HP. That's not what I meant, but I mean, okay. Lynx is not really, I gave you all of mine. Also, Meek will be insane because you can just jump over all the attacks. Yeah. And then Liz Clark Adams says, my name is Gigi Shark, your mum. You are not my mom, thank you very much. So, yeah, those are all the Q&A replies from last episode. Extra announcements. Oh, yeah, so I'm recording this on the 11th of December, which means the update is actually tomorrow. Hypercharge Unleashed event is also starting tomorrow with the six new brawlers with Hypercharge. Edgar, Crow, Fang, Miko, Dynamike, and... be right back. Dynamike, Leon, Miko, Edgar, Crow, and Fang. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I did see all 6. Hold on, be right back. Sorry for that, I had to put the piece of paper back into my school blazer. So anyway, yeah. Okay, so Hypercharge Unleashed event is also tomorrow. This is not going to be my last episode for this year. I'm going to pre-record an episode. So next Thursday, I finish school at 12. So I'm going to try and record an episode then. And because I'll probably have more time because I finish at 12, I'll also try to record another episode, which is going to be pre-recorded, and I'm going to be posting it for Christmas, so like a Christmas special episode. I'll also try to record an episode on the last day of December, last day of the year, celebrate the year. So yeah, that'll be fun. And yes, so like I said, this episode I'm going to be doing new voice line for every brawler. I'm going to order the brawlers in the rarities that the brawlers are going to be next year. So there's going to be no chromatics on this list. All the chromatics have been sorted out into their respective rarities. So yeah, let's just start. I'm not sure if I'll be able to read out all of them right now, but I mean, you know, I might as well try. So onto Shelly. So I'll try and do the voices. Nah, I'm not gonna do the voice. I might for a couple. So for Shelly, I did I'm gonna offend some people with my accents, shall we say. I'm just gonna say it in my normal voice. Ooh, you look like you need some band-aid. That was not Shelly's Spanish accent at all. Oh my gosh. Also, Shelly's getting a slight remodel next year. And yeah, so on to the rares. So, Nita. Yeah! Go, bros! For Colt, I put, you broke my mirror! For Brooke, whoa! That's next level! For Barley, make and chain traces of poison. For Rosa, oops, watch the thorns! El Primo, strong like spicy guacamole. for Poco. Encore for Bull. Moving on to the Super Rares. Jesse.
Mom, I don't need Nani anymore.
Skipping tick. Dynamite.
Just like fireworks.
Daryl. That's how I roll. Penny.
X marks the spot.
Jackie.
You'll regret that.
8-bit. Leveling up. Call.
Ooh, stalactites.
Gus.
Pop.
Rico.
Get on my level.
Moving on to the epics. Well, I'm going to move through this pretty quickly, actually. How long have I been recording? Yeah, only 5 minutes and I'm already on the epics. This is not going to be as long as I thought it would be. Okay, anyway, epics. Edgar.
Ha, you're so bad.
Grum.
So much children.
Oh my god, that was a horrible accident. I'm so sorry, guys. For Stu.
Danger is my middle name.
Ems. Unfollow.
Bo. We must keep the balance.
Skipping. Frank.
BB. Have a face full of bat.
B.
Ah, honeycomb.
For Piper.
Woo! Best sniper in the Midwest.
For Nani. Alert, alert. Danger detected. For Pam.
Some scrap for Jesse.
Griff.
Oi.
That was the wrong accent.
I hate payday.
For Hank.
Take cover.
For Bunny.
Boom! All the way to the moon.
This is because in her description it says what she wants to do is to be launched out of her cannon into the moon. That's where I'm taking stuff from.
For Pearl. Out of the oven, onto the tray.
This is because there's this saying, out of the frying pan, into the fire, which is saying, like, you come out of one trouble, but you go to the next. So I kind of changed it to match Pearl, because, you know, I'm just built like that. For Mandy.
Ah, fudge.
Oh, by the way, if I write a voice line that's already in the game, I'm sorry, because I didn't check, because I don't know a place I can check all the voice lines. For Maisie.
Safety first, fun second.
For Sam.
Saved by the bell.
For Lola.
No signings.
Oh, that was a terrible accent. For Ash.
I'll show you trash.
Oh, I should have practiced this before the episode. For Belle.
Right on target.
For Gale.
Cool as ice.
For Colette.
Collect? Collect and never forget.
Oh my gosh. For Mortis.
Darkness will reign supreme.
Skipping Tara and skipping Gray.
Byron.
That's not for sale.
Doug.
One mustard with that.
Max.
I have a need for speed.
Willow.
Fear makes people closer.
Skipping Squeak.
Sprout. Don't scratch the seed.
Skipping Mr. P and Jean. Oh, by the way, the Sprout one is because he has like a seed incubator. He has a seed inside the robot thingy place. Skipping Mr. P and Jean. Already said that, I think.
Chuck. Mind the gap.
Oh, my gosh.
Mind the gap between the...
Oh, my gosh, man. I hate this. I'm just going to say in my normal voice. Mind the gap between the train and the platform. I'm not sure if this is the same with, like, the subway and all of that, but in London, on the tube, they always say, like,
mind the gap between the train and the platform.
For Miko, I don't know his voice, I'm just going to say my own voice. I'm the main character, because in the Brutal, they said that Miko thinks he's the main character, but he actually just holds the mic or whatever for the other actors. For Lou,
pop to the sickle!
If you put them together, it's popsicle, because, you know, I'm just funny. For Ruffs,
information!
For Buzz,
no food by the pool. No food by the pool.
Oh my. Okay, no food by the pool. For Fang.
Kick dash spin!
Because you use an attack, you use a super, and then you use the stone gadget.
Bam!
For Janet.
Soaring vocals!
Skipping Otis. Artie.
I'll check the tapes.
For Charlie.
Time to spin my web.
For Eve.
Not as good as Ruff's fur, but it'll do.
I'm not sure if it's in Eve's description right now, but in her oldest... No, I'm pretty sure it's in her new description. Whatever. In her description, it says that she wants to provide a home for her babies, because she's a flea in an alien spaceship. She's not actually an alien. And fleas like to go into dog fur. See, I thought that was funny. For Buster, I have fast camera action. For Larry and Lori, the two new... Well, two of the... Okay, that's just a brawler and a half, okay. They're one of the new brawlers, if that makes sense. I don't know how to explain it. Whatever. We have to tell RT. I don't know their voice. The reason I did this, because apparently they're RT's sidekicks. So, yeah. Okay, how long have I been recording now? Okay, 10 minutes. I mean, that's not bad. Okay, anyway, onto the legendaries. Not much left. For Sandy, I put, why'd you wake me up? Skipping Spike, Leon, try to catch me now! For Amber, ooh, that looks like it burns. Meg, I have to do all the work. For Chester, Chester is my name, randomness is my game. For Crow, stay off my turf. Skipping Cordelius because his voice lines are incomprehensible. Big boy words. For Serge, I put, ooh, fizzy. Because, you know, he sells soda. Oh, like energy drinks, whatever. Also, another new episode idea. Also for voice lines. Another cringe part where I try to imitate Voila voice lines and absolutely flop like a pancake. I'm going to do Is My Name voice line for every brawler. So for every brawler, I'm going to do Is My Name, Is My Game. And going through all of the 70 whatever brawlers in the game. And yeah, how long have I been recording for now? 11 minutes. Okay. Check my photos to see if I have anything to say. You know what, I might as well say it. So, the Brawl Pass rewards. So this is going to be for the new season. So, the normal Brawl Pass gives you a free Brawler unlock from rare to epic rarity. 8,000 coins, 2,000 power points, 1,000 credits, 2,200 bling, 50 gems, exclusive skin, pin set, player icon, and spray. The Brawl Pass Plus gives you a free Brawler unlock. I'm not sure if it's an additional Brawler or if it just molds in with the normal Brawl Pass one. 11,000 coins, 3,500 power points, 1,000 credits, 3,700 bling, 100 gems, exclusive skin, pin set, player icon, spray, skin chroma, so that's a recolor of the exclusive skin you get. I think that's two. And then a custom title based on what the season is, and then also instant 20% XP progress. So XP is basically tokens. It's literally tokens. They're changing the name of tokens and the visual effects to XP. So there's no like conversion or anything. It's just a name and visual change. Is that everything? I was gonna say something when I looked at this. Right, of course, victory pit. So me and my cousin Delta Enzo, who's hopefully going to be on the podcast in the summer, we came up with this thing called a victory pin. Now, this is a pin. I don't know about you guys, but for me, whenever I win, I use a pin. And what I wanted to do is make you guys equip the thumbs up pin, because it's a simple pin. It has a quick animation, so the animation would be cut in half at the end of a match. And also, it conveys a lot of messages. So, if you are a fan of the podcast, make sure to equip the thumbs up pin and use it whenever you win or when something cool happens in game. If we change the victory pin, I'll let you guys know. We're probably going to change it when everybody gets like a free pin or something, so that everyone will have access to the new victory pin. But for now, it's going to be the thumbs up pin. And yeah, that's what I wanted to say about that, I guess. If you want to know about the Brawl Pass, Brawl Talk stuff, listen to other podcast, because I can't be bothered to do a Brawl Talk episode. So yeah, make sure to look out for the Christmas special posting on... Be right back. The Christmas special will be posting on the 25th of December, probably going to be pre-recorded so I can spend time with my family over then. And yeah, so you'll have something entertaining to listen to on Christmas, and also record something for the last day of December too, to celebrate the year, go over all of my podcast stats, and also Another thing to look forward to, which is actually not too far away, January 10th. Wait, I need to just double check this because I'm never 100% sure. But let's see, if I go to my podcast and I scroll down a bit and I click see all, scroll all the way down. Why am I out of breath? Here we go, episode 1, the 10th of January. So yeah, January 10th, I'm going to be posting a 1 year anniversary episode to celebrate 1 year of Zaronian Brawl Academy. I'll be going over everything about Prison Brawl. If you don't know what that is, make sure to listen to like the first 10-ish episodes because you'll know what Prison Brawl is. I'll go over everything about Prison Brawl then and why I changed stuff. Also go over my account probably. And yeah, you know, should I go over my account now? Yeah, let's do it. Okay, I have a screenshot of my account. Oh, and also, I want to give a quick thank you to the Supercell team. Because I had earned the spray from Power League, and I know this is like a small thing, but I got the spray, I claimed it, and I could not find it in my catalogue, which was really annoying. I had searched a couple times, and so I messaged them using the help feature, and they replied back really quickly within a couple hours saying, hey, we're trying to fix this for a couple other people. Could you please send us some screenshots? So yeah, I did, and nothing happened for a couple of weeks, but then I finally got the spray. So quick thank you to the Supercell team. So anyway, moving on to my account. So my current trophies are 29,755. My highest trophy is 29,756. I have a ton of brawlers below 500 trophies now, so I'll be able to push to 30k soon. I'm in Zara Gaming, I'm the president. Come on, well done to everyone in the Zara Gaming Club. For my battle card, I have the CEO of Brawl Stars title, the class of 2023 profile icon, and then also the ice profile icon from last year that we got from a quest. And then for my pin, I have the thumbs up pin, because, you know, victory pin. Highest team league in Power League is Gold 1. Highest solo league in Power League is also Gold 1. I started grinding Power League a couple months ago. 3v3 victories, 3,395. I have 569 solo victories and 810 duo victories. As you can see, I get carried a lot of times in duos. But yeah, that's actually my account. I think it'll wrap it up for the episode. Oh, and just so that you guys know which chromatics to get first. I know it's ending, I know it's really late, but just quickly, I'm going to recap the new rarities for the chromatics. So, Pearl, Mandy, Maisie, Sam, Lola, Ash, Belle, Gale, and Colette will be epics. Lou, Ruffs, Buzz, Fang, Janet, Otis, RT, Charlie, Eve, and Buster will be mythics, and Cordelius and Surge will be legendaries. So I know it's like a bit late to say that, but better late than never. This is not my club. Never. But yeah, I think that's going to wrap up this episode. Make sure to look out for those special episodes. Also, February 16th, I'll be posting a birthday episode to celebrate my 13th birthday. So yeah, see you guys in the next episode. Hopefully, should be posting I'll try and record on the weekend and then on Thursday, because that's the first day of holiday. Yippee. So yeah, see you guys in the next one. Have a drink, so.